mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. I'm your host. It's already Wednesday, the 9th day of February, 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We're scheduled to either have Ron Paul or his main press officer, Jeff Dice, on in the third hour to talk about a second national ID card piece of legislation, H.R. 418. They passed the national ID card 2 months ago in December of 2004, but this new law beefs it up and makes it a Pan-American national ID card. That's what they do. They pass it, and then immediately, just like Patriot 1, now there's Patriot 2, they're trying to pass Victory Acts. It's always about building and expanding, never enough tyranny. So we're going to talk about that coming up in the next segment, in the third hour. We're going to be talking to the congressman's office about it. They're scheduled to try to pass it today out of the House. Coming up, UK lines up Guantanamo-style torture reality TV show where they're going to torture people. It's so much fun, all part of the ongoing conditioning process. Russia and China announced partnership to, quote, counter U.S., Rove, that's Karl Rove, the great architect, as they call him. Luciferians and Skull and Bones call somebody else the great architect as well. Rove finally gets his title in U.S. government. Also, Palestinian groups disavow truce. It was just signed yesterday, and there's been a car bomb explode in Madrid as well. They're saying the World Cup in 2006 being accused for mega surveillance project using RFID. A report here out of USA Today with America at War, Hollywood follows, talking about the propaganda films. And the Drudge Report's talking about Bush during one of these little stage town hall meetings. Something went wrong. And while promoting Social Security reform with, quote, regular citizens in Omaha, Nebraska, President Bush walked into an awkward, unscripted moment in which he stated that carrying three jobs at a time is uniquely American. And you're absolutely right. If people want to keep their standard of living up because things have dropped, you got to work three jobs. While talking with audience participants, the president met Mary Morin, a woman in her late 50s who told the president she was divorced, mother of three, including a mentally challenged son. The president comforted her on the security of Social Security, stating that the promises made will be kept by the government. But without prompting, she began to elaborate on her life circumstances. And here's the transcript. Ms. Morin, that's good because I work three jobs and I feel like I contribute. The president, you work three jobs. Ms. Morin, three jobs. Yes, the president. Uniquely American, isn't it? I mean, that is fantastic that you're doing that. Applause. Get any sleep. Laughter. Yeah, that's the new freedom, folks, working. I know a lot of people working 70 hours a week. And, you know, it's one thing to work 70 hours a week if you're getting ahead. It's another thing when almost everybody I know is working two jobs. And I mean people with multiple college degrees. Those jobs are gone. So they're bagging groceries, mowing lawns, painting houses. And there's a problem. They're working 70 hours a week. I'm working conservatively, I don't know, it's got to be over 80. No kidding. What about their children? Well, don't worry, the television will raise them. No, working three jobs is not good, and it's not American. We'll be right back, folks. Infowars.com is the website, freshly updated.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, 8 minutes, 10 seconds into this first hour of this three-hour global transmission against tyranny. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to be talking to local activists who are on the verge of recalling the mayor and defeating the centerpiece, the crown jewel of a federal program of national toll roads where you'll all have transponders in your cars and pay the first year when it starts $1,800 per vehicle. It is unbelievable. It is a giant plan. Time magazine a few months ago did a big report on it. It's part of the NAFTA highways. Every state highway, almost all your city roads, existing roads, total nightmare. That's coming up. Then in the second hour, we're going to be talking to Steve Peltier, retired after a long and rich career with the CIA and then the Army War College. And he's a political scientist, and after a stint in journalism covering the Middle East, he became the CIA senior analyst at Langley during the Iran-Iraq War. At the Army War College, he and others studied Iraq's victory over Iran in minute detail, and he has written a number of books on how that feat was managed. And to give us the inside scoop on the coming World War III, and it's probably going to happen, most analysts we've talked to, and we're talking former top Reagan administration, former Bush administration top people, former Clinton top folks, even people who've been involved in the Bush administration are saying this. That's why we've been focusing on it the last few weeks. That's coming up in the second hour. Third hour, we're going to either have Ron Paul or Jeff Dice from Congressman Ron Paul's office on to talk about H.R. 418. And details of this are on InfoWars.com right now with an emergency alert put out by by Congressman Ron Paul's office. We were contacted by them, great folks, saying, hey, Alex, you're going to help us try to defeat this. They passed a national ID card December 7th, 2004, a day that will live in infamy, and it passed the Senate December 18th, another day that will live in infamy. You're thinking, well, why is there another national ID card? Well, you see, this one just set up federal standardization of the state driver's license through the NCIC database for the new national sales tax that's coming. You'll have to have it to have a job, and it sets up internal checkpoints, and it's bad enough. I mean, it's a nightmare. But the monsters just get bigger, each generation. And so now, 2 months later, just a few days shy of 2 months later, out of the furnace into the pit of the night circle of hell comes H.R. 418, scheduled to pass today. Now, this is Ron Paul's writing. I'm going to read. What's wrong with H.R. 418? A bill, we are told, will stem the flow of illegal aliens through our porous borders, which is not true. The last bill actually gave waivers for the illegal aliens. For starters, it does nothing to stem the flow of illegal aliens. That's Ron Paul's comment. Instead, H.R. 418 will, and he gives you three things, five things, six things that it will do. Are you ready? Establish a national ID card. Number two, establish a federally coordinated database of personal information on American citizens with Canada and Mexico, or Pan-American ID card. Use the national ID to track American citizens when traveling outside the U.S. and within the United States. Four, redefine terrorism. Now, listen carefully. Hold on to your hats. Strap yourselves in. Number four, redefine terrorism in broad new terms that could include members of firearms rights and anti-abortion groups or other such groups as determined by whoever is in power at the time. Gun owners, pro-lifers. Five, authorize the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security to unilaterally expand the information included in driver's license, including such biometric information as retina scans and DNA information. That's right, it's in there. You want to get a driver's license, you've got to give a tissue swab from your cheek. We're going to have your biometric, biological ID, just what we talked about yesterday. And even radio frequency identification, RFIDs, tracking technology. That's Ron Paul. Carry a driver's license with RFID and governmental officials will know your whereabouts 24/7. Incredibly, H.R. 418 does nothing to solve the growing threat to national security posed by people who are already in the U.S. illegally. Instead, H.R. 418 states what we already know, that certain people here illegally are deportable, but it does nothing to mandate deportation. H.R. 418 fails miserably on the most critical issue. It's like the huge Homeland Security funding of last December. Put money in for 2,000 more Border Patrol to sweeten the deal so people would go for it. And then day one, I mean the day after they pass it, Ridge said, we're not going to fund that. We're going to use that money on something else. So they'll have, you know, these mega massive $100 million funding packages and then put a few, $100 million into more Border Patrol and then just take it away. Just take it away the next day. And the national ID card they passed last year for federal standardization, now this bill gives you the details and the teeth of it, kind of like a shark. You know, I mean, the teeth in the first one were really bad, but there's even bigger ones rolling forward, about 10 times larger, 10 times worse. So, you know, as the monster grows, it's got to have teeth to fit its mouth. But it actually gave a waiver to all illegal aliens in the United States that states and private corporations are to accept consular matriculas, which are now issued, I keep saying 30, that was 2 years old. It's now 48. I saw the numbers this weekend. 48 countries are issuing them that our government is accepting. Now, 800-plus cities and most of the states were already accepting it, but now the feds are saying, yes, this is acceptable. And last year I had the leader of the Republican Senate in Colorado on, who's been valiantly fighting this, and his staff, in one day, got him four fake consular matriculas under four different names. Got them for himself, and just to demonstrate this, and they cost them $24 apiece. So, We have less Border Patrol than we had before 9/11. On the southern border alone, in Texas alone, the Texas border sector, but in the Houston Chronicle, Austin American Statesman, we reported it here, of course, before that, but then finally it was in the paper a couple years ago, that we lost over 2,000 Border Patrol in Texas alone. Why? Because they said, well, if you go become an air marshal, you'll get $24,000 a year extra starting pay on top of what a Border Patrol agent would get. And it's an easy job, just riding around on airplanes. That's it. Looking for suspicious activity, you know, busting people with drugs. Would you rather do that or sit out there on the border all by yourself with Mexican troops shooting at you in order to walk around in the rattlesnake-infested bush picking up trash? That's her main job now. So all part of the new freedom. And so the 2,000 they were going to put in for the northern and southern border wouldn't even replace what we lost in Texas on our, 200-mile stretch of border here. Wouldn't even replace that. But the neocons are all over talk radio. I've heard them going, we got to pass this bill, H.R. 418. It's immigration reform. Don't call Bush a liberal. Why, he might be for amnesty, but at least he's for controlling it. No, he's not. It's all window dressing. You know, I remember hearing the chief neocon on talk radio, as I drove down the road the day after they passed the national ID card in December. And he actually said, we have won a great victory. We have defeated the stupid liberals. They were against it, but Bush got it. That's just not true. More Democrats voted for it than Republicans. Out of the 60-something people in the House and, what was it, the 13 people in the Senate, almost all of them were Republicans. People like Congressman Kuhn and Paul. But it doesn't. Look, these neocons know you don't look at voting records. They know. It's just they lie to you. And the only reason they have credibility is because they point out the lies of the Democrats. Well, that's easy to do. It's like pointing out the lies of one tread of the tank, but not pointing out the lies of the other tread. It's all part of the same system. You know, two wings on a blackbird. You know, the bird points out one wing and says it's bad, and then you go along with the other wing. How about we focus on the brain of this creature? We're losing this country, folks. We're losing this country because of the betrayal of the so-called conservatives. And it's all for you. It's all for Christians. Christians being arrested all over the country for praying on street corners. Pro-lifers being arrested, being savaged. The training that homeschoolers are evil. The FEMA training that guns are bad. You know, that the Constitution's bad. I mean, I've got the video, I've got the training manuals, I've got the mainstream news articles, it's in my films, it's on the website. This is the reality. We're losing everything we've got. We're losing this country! I love America! And you sit there sucking your thumb, giggling at me on the street corner. I've been walking down the road, and that neocon's laughed at me. Oh, Mr. Black Helicopter! Oh, you know, you're just mad that Bush is in. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? And I hear him on radio, I'm so glad Bush is cutting the budget. The liberals are mad. It's the biggest budget ever. You people are living in Alice in Wonderland. And so are the Democrats. Bush is evil. He's for the Patriot Act. Bush is evil. He's for national ID cards. Bush is evil. He's for the war. Hey, the Democrats are out voting the Republicans for all that. You're just as delusional, just as stupid. Why don't you wake up? We can still save this country. But they're putting their control grid in, and they're not going to move till the next big terror attack, and it's going to be bad, and the globalists are going to carry it out, and you're going to cling to the globalists who are your attackers, who are your abusers. You're going to cling, and, oh, take my rights, save me. Here, I'll put a plastic flag made in China by a slave out on my door. And we'll be a big cult together, and we'll wrap ourselves in the flag. Insane asylum. I want more troops and black mask. Later, I'll tell you about this newscast I've got. I'm going to air it tonight on TV. Where they had the troops out at Mardi Gras here in Texas. Just troops. And there's pictures of them just shoving people. Just all getting you conditioned. That's not American, folks, having troops on the street corners.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Renegades. All right, my friends, for the next 35 minutes, we're joined by Linda Curtis and Jimmy Gardner. Now, we've had Mr. Costello on, who founded the Austin Toll Party, and now these have spread across the country. And no matter where you live, whether it's New York or Illinois or Florida or California or Nevada, New Mexico, wherever you live, massive toll roads are going in. And in a nutshell, tolls were always put on a new road you'd build. They'd be there for 5-10 years. When it was paid for, they were taken off. That's totally reasonable. A great way to not raise taxes, and hey, you want to use the road, do it. That's free market. That's founding father type stuff. But under federal plans, all over the country, we're going to have 6,000 miles of toll roads here in Texas with Rick Perry, the so-called conservative. The whole nation has 7,000. Under this federally manipulated plan, they will give almost all the existing state and local roads to private companies. This is corporate looting. And you will have a transponder in your car. Just like in Europe now, they're putting in the satellite boxes. Arnold's calling for it in California. They've just passed a law in Oregon. New York's on the verge of passing a law. And for the average family, it'll be $1,800 a year. And the city doesn't even challenge that amount. The numbers are probably higher. And so, all of these major existing roads in Austin, paid for, you know, 50-year-old roads, in some cases older, are going to have huge toll roads on them. And with the transponder, it also tracks and traces where you go and what you do. And a few months ago in Illinois, I told you about this, folks, and now it's in the news. They said, all right, toll roads all over the state, and if you don't take a transponder, we're going to have one lane that's still cash toll. It will be double. Double. That's Chicago Tribune. Chicago Sun-Times. Double. And people went and got their transponders by the millions. Now, that's coming to Austin, Texas. And now city council people have gone public and admitted that, okay, it's all a fraud. I mean, I got it right here in the paper. They write editorials going, okay, you know, here's the documents. We have plenty of money. The state had plenty of money. It's marked confidential. We're not supposed to tell you. They're starting to panic because the big recall's going. Brewster McCracken has scurried back to our camp. The arrogant Mayor Will Wynn hasn't. And then it's in the Statesman, DA investigates CTRMA, allegations of bribery and fraud. It's in the Oak Hill Gazette. There's a bunch of people saying this. And then there's obvious stuff like board members of different state boards. Just classic stuff, pass the toll roads with this unelected board, then their family members get huge lucrative jobs for the private toll companies. Still, the day after. It's amazing. But just good old classic stuff's going on. Jimmy Gardner, who I, by the way, have known for about 5 years, was out there, and there's a picture of him in the paper. It's on Infowars.com, his little toll booth. His little booth fighting the toll booths. And he's there getting signatures to recall the mayor. It's neck and neck. And what he later learned was one of the mayor's chief assistants waddles over and basically tells him, according to Jimmy, who I've known for years, never made any allegations like this before, and it's par for the course, we've seen this before, the other city people, and just says, I'll give you $200 to pack up and leave and to give me those signatures. And we're about to break. We'll come back with our guest, but right now, let's bring up Jimmy Gardner. Jimmy, in a nutshell, what happened?
Well, I was out there collecting signatures from my petitions, and a gentleman came up to me, and he took exception to the information I was putting out, namely what was part of the toll road plan, what was not. And I'm trying not to argue with the guy because I'm a man on a mission there trying to get signatures for my petitions.
You're out front the Whole Foods and book people down on 6th Street.
Exactly. A lot of people walking by, great place to get signatures. And so this guy took exception, and he said, look, I'll bet you that MOPAC, which is our main commuter highway on the west side of the city, he said, I bet MOPAC is not part of the plan. I'll call one of the Campo board members on my cell phone right now and let you talk to her. So I said, look, I'm not really interested in betting.
But, Jimmy, we don't have a lot of time, so to make a long story short, that's how they ease you into it. Then later, what did he finally say to you?
Well, finally, when he realizes, I don't want to bet him, don't really want to have much to do with him, he says, how many signatures do you have on your petitions there? And I said, oh, I probably got 10 on the table here. And he said, tell you what I'll do. You've seen the $200, because he'd already flashed the cash to me. And he said, I'll give you $200 if you give me those petitions right there, and if you pack up your table and go home right now.
We'll hear what happened when we get back and talk to Linda Curtis. Stay with us, Jimmy. We'll be right back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want? To be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Yeah, why shouldn't we worry? Because evil always fails, corruption always implodes, the truth always comes out in the end. You try to bury it, it will finally erupt with such force as to destroy everything in its path. That's paraphrasing a French philosopher. But look, why are we talking about toll roads? These aren't just your regular toll roads. All over the country, from California to New York, from sea to shining sea, north, south, east, and west, new toll roads on your existing highways and these interstate corridors. I've been up in Oklahoma and Kansas and places where they block off for 50, 60 miles everything, all these ghost towns to your left and right, McDonald's and gas stations built in the middle, taxed by the state. You can't get off the road. You can't get on the road. That's what Texas is going to be like. California, all your states. And, of course, it's our so-called conservative, Rick Perry, running this in Texas. Your so-called conservative, Lord Schwarzenegger, doing it out in California. It's the new age of taxation. They know you got to have your car. Our society's built around cars. We're not like Europe. These compact cities were big, sprawling metropolitan areas, you know, in between huge masses of rural areas. This is big. I mean, our Chicago listeners know well about this. Don't take the transponder, double the toll. Toll roads going in everywhere. You're fighting against that as well. This is happening all over. And so we have this pattern, though, of just alleged bribery here, alleged bribery there, payoffs here, payoffs there. And then somebody I know, talk about small world, just out there in front of, I mean, I know Jimmy for months has been out doing this, Jimmy's out there on his own time getting the signatures because he believes in freedom. And here comes this person walking over to him in front of all these witnesses doing this. Let's go now, and we'll bring Jimmy back up. But first, we'll finish up the story of the what he's saying. He's alleging, and I believe him, this attempted bribery. He's been to the DA's office and the rest of it. And, again, it's in the paper. It's on Infowars.com. Let's go to Linda Curtis, who's the coordinator for the petition drive for the Austin Toll Party. Linda, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Why don't you fire out the website and how folks in Central Texas can get involved, even if you're not an Austin voter, and the hurdle you're up against. I mean, this is sudden death overtime, neck and neck to get enough of these signatures.
Yes, and it doesn't help to get interference from the powers that be. So here's what people can do around the country and world that are listening to the show. You can go to our website, austintollparty.com, and make a financial contribution of whatever you can. You can also, no matter where you live, including, of course, Central Texas, you can go to the website, send all your friends to the website, and download the petition and get your friends that are registered voters in Austin to sign it, and then bring it, if you're here in Central Texas, bring it to the Campo meeting this Monday night. We're calling this the Valentine's Day Massacre of the Texas Toll Plan. The showdown is coming this Monday night, starting at 6 p.m. The Campo is meeting, and they're going to have to answer questions put to them by some of the people that we've actually been trying to recall. Brewster McCracken has been now asking the right questions he should have asked at the get-go.
Well, he's released the documents, the text documents. They've got plenty of money. It's a giant corporate looting op.
Definitely. So if you bring those signatures there, we need to fill the hall. There's about 1,000. There's room for 1,000 people, and we all want to show up with our petitions and shake them at those Campo board members and tell them to do the right thing.
We're talking about billions of profits for them just in Central Texas alone. So that's coming up Monday night. Tell folks where.
Monday night at the LBJ Auditorium at UT Campus here in Austin, 25th and Red River. There's plenty of free parking over there. Show up at 6 o'clock. If you're getting signatures, you have to have them notarized. We will have notaries there at our table up front. Just check in with us, have them notarized, and go on in and sit down and watch the show. And
now, you guys have got the 35,000. The problem is you need to get 50,000 in the next, another 15,000 to get 50,000 in the next couple weeks, because they're going to throw out a bunch of your signatures.
Right on. And we're getting so many signatures in now, we really don't know exactly what our count is. We're counting them as we speak.
Telling me last night it's around 35,000.
Yeah, we're overloaded with processing here at the office. So those people who live in the area, if you want to help out anytime during the day or evening, we're open here. Come on in and we can use your help. We're down at UT right now petitioning as well. So those students that are listening or folks that are in the UT area, we need lots of help down at UT.
And folks around the country, in California or Illinois or Florida, wherever this is happening, duplicate what the Austin Toll Party's doing. I mean, this is a national fight. This is serious. Okay, they're now announcing you're going to have a transponder in your car that automatically deducts your account as you drive through different taxing authorities. This is the plan. You want to fight this? Or do you want to suck your thumb and let this happen? Now, I want to get back into what's happened. Try to condense it for us, Linda, and I want to go back to my good buddy, Jimmy, and let him finish the story of where he's talking about this attempted bribery that he's alleging. And there were witnesses there that saw this guy talking to him. That's now admitted that he was talking to him. But just basically what the toll roads are and what they've been trying to do.
There's 7 toll roads that we found out initially about, or we meaning a guy named Sal Costello. Sal's just a regular guy here in Austin. He finds out about this bridge that's being proposed in his neighborhood. And
my neighborhood, too, yeah.
Okay.
I won't be able to go anywhere more than a half mile without paying a toll. I'm literally going to be in a cage.
Right. You go get some groceries and you've got to pay a toll. So he started raising questions about it and then found out that it was connected to a total of seven toll roads. Now, the problem with these
now
roads...
Now that number's up at 14, but go ahead.
Now it's up to, I think, 11. Okay. Now I could be wrong on that, but maybe you're right. 14. It keeps growing.
Well, see, I mean, four, I'm counting some of those that they go, oh, those aren't in Austin because they're on the Austin City line.
Exactly. You're right about that. And actually, this week they said they were going to put a toll on a federal highway, I-35, which is really freaking people out.
Well, they already do. I mean, go up to Kansas, go up to Oklahoma, go up to Missouri. It's a nightmare.
Yes. So here's the thing: four of the initial seven roads have already been paid for. And TxDOT has been saying, well, yeah, that one's been paid for. No, it hasn't been paid for. They've been kind of like a shell game trying to just drive everybody crazy.
And McCracken wrote an editorial on January 31st. It's smart to question the toll road numbers, and he admits this, quote, TxDOT confidential marked documents, marked secret, that say we got plenty of money.
Right. Now, here at the hearing on Monday, TxDOT has now been ordered to come with clear answers to the questions that both McCracken and Thomas now. Danny Thomas, one of the council members we've been recalling, Danny's now starting to realize that he was told maybe not the truth. I'm stating this as carefully as I can.
Of course, McCracken voted this to give up city authority to this non-elected state board, and now he's flip-flopped and is out fighting it, but not arrogant Will Wynn, the twit mayor.
Right. Will Wynn is now, I think, his office is covering for this gentleman that works in the office who's been going around harassing people and trying to stop our petition drive.
That's right. This isn't the only report of this. I don't want to get too much into how we're documenting this because we're, you know, well, you guys just better. We're going to expose you. Don't worry. But some of the other things that people are alleging he's doing to them.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Well, you know, how he's going and getting in front of people, people out getting signatures.
Right. There's a guy that has, for the last couple of days, been showing up over at the county clerk's office. He's been paid by a political action committee that's headed up by a guy named Tim Taylor, who's from he's formerly with the Real Estate Council, which is the big developers. They're the people, along with certain members of the Chamber of Commerce, who are pushing these toll roads. Okay, this kid who's been showing up over at the county clerk's office, he's being paid by these guys. He's trying to block people from signing our petitions. So this is the kind of skullduggery that's going on, and people, y'all need to just say, enough is enough.
Well, they must be desperate, though. This is like old-fashioned New York, corrupt politics, you know,
exactly.
With the goons.
I got trained as an organizer in the South Bronx in New York, okay? The first campaign I worked on, they were running around with lead pipes trying to intimidate our campaign workers. So I haven't seen anything like that since 1979. That was in New York. This is the kind of stuff they do in Austin, Texas now, apparently. And the people need to stand up and say, enough is enough.
Well, we're talking about, what, $1.3 billion just in the first few years, $1.3 billion here in the paper, it says, just in profits for these people. I mean, that's just Austin, folks. The whole state's having this put in. And Linda, before we go back to Jimmy, they've said in Washington, they've said all over, Austin is the test. If they can do this here, toll roads all over the major roads to get anywhere in the town, that if Austin falls, if Midas Tirith falls, the forces of Mordor are going to be able to win all over the place. And I talked about that on TV last night with you, and you seconded that's the info you've gotten.
Yes. Hey, Alex?
Yes.
I just got a report in that there's interference going on right now at the tax office. So Jimmy's listening. I don't know who else is listening, but they know what they're supposed to do, and I can't get off the phone. So anyway, just wanted to announce that.
Okay, so I want to go back to Jimmy real quick. Jimmy, you're there. This guy comes up, starts flashing $200 bills, going, hey, I bet you you're wrong. I bet you put you on the phone with a Campo board member. They go, well, actually, probably is going to be a toll road on Mopac. Well, and then finally he just comes to the point, repeat what he said to you with these $200 bills in his hand.
Well, he said, you know, he asked me how many signatures I had. I said I got about 10. He said, why don't you give me those petitions right there, pack your table up, go home, and I'll give you $200. And I was momentarily shocked at something like that. And so I hesitate and I said, look, I don't want your money. All you're trying to do is disrupt things out here. I said at that point I knew he'd crossed the line. So I got a little cocky with him and I said, hey, the problem with you political types is that you're used to walking around with a stack of bills and paying people off and to have people do your bidding, I'm not for sale, buddy. And I figured that would shut him down, but he continued for like another 10 or 15 minutes after that.
So last night you said a total of 45 minutes he's in your face.
Right.
And this is a big guy. Were you getting signatures, all the 350-pound, you know, 6-foot-2 guys leaning over you?
Well, I would say it reduced my number of signatures quite a bit while he's standing there setting a pick.
Now, the mayor's office now admits that he, quote, did talk to you and that, you know, he was talking to you because there were witnesses and reporters and people around. But what's their spin on this?
Well, they had to admit that he was out there because there's hundreds of people that walked by in the 3 or 4 hours that I was out there. So they knew that they couldn't lie about that. And so they said, yeah, he was indeed out there on his own lunch hour, which was, you know, 2:30 in the afternoon. But it was, they called it a publicity stunt on the part of our organization, which, of course, is not true. Although we have gotten quite a bit of publicity out of this, none of it good for the mayor.
Well, Jimmy, I'll tell you, you remember 4 years ago when I caught the bribery on video at the Capitol?
I do remember.
And we put it on TV, put it on the web, and I was there, and we catch the guy paying the money out right outside the chambers of two people that had just testified, and the House Ethics Board said it was illegal, but then the paper actually said, is this for publicity, Mr. Jones? Why did you videotape this? I said, because it's bribery. They said, but the men were black being paid off. Would you have done this if they wouldn't have been black? I was like, what a red herring. You know, this is what they do. You know, it's classic. On the Fox News piece locally, you said, well, there was a reporter there that saw this. So they go to another reporter and go, was it you? And she goes, no, it was another station reporter. And then as if that muddies the water, this confusion. It's like Popular Mechanics with this 9/11 hit piece that's coming out. You know, they call me up and they go, Mr. Jones, well, I'll talk about it later, but the point is they go, Mr. Jones, we called these people that you say you interviewed about seismographs showing explosions in the towers, and they said you never interviewed them. And I went and looked on the web, and I said, we posted an American Free Press article. It says the author in the newspaper. I post hundreds of things every week on my site. You know. I go, did you call and say, were you interviewed by this newspaper? No, we didn't do that. So that's the weird type of things they do to try to, you know, fog things up. And they know the general public's so dumbed down, they don't even get it. You know, you could have even caught this on video, and they would have been. Okay, somebody's muffling a phone to talk to somebody. I know Linda's there at the Austin Toll Party command base going over all this. Linda, you there?
I am.
Okay, great. Now.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Now, Linda, how do you think this is going to affect things in the next 2 weeks before you, you know if you have enough signatures? You've got to have at least 10,000 more than the actual number because they're going to try to throw out a lot. What's the process? You know, how do you think this will affect it? Because, again, I've got other newspaper articles about other people saying that folks have tried to bribe them, not this individual, but other people. And the DA, quote, is investigating. I don't really have any faith in that, but how do you see this playing out?
Who knows? Here's the thing, and this goes back to every kind of decision in this country depends on one thing that I think a lot of people are blocking on. Whatever gets decided is by virtue of what the people demand or don't demand. And the reason why we're in this position in the first place is we've got 8% of the people here voting in city elections and a real lack of participation. And that's not to blame people. I understand they're cynical and they have good reason to be cynical. But you know what? We've got to open up, clean up this process and make it work for us, or they're going to decide for us.
Well, that's the problem with corruption. It doesn't just stay in one spot. It either gets better or it gets worse.
Right.
And we're plunging downwards, and we've got these big corporate interests that are just going to have all the cities hand over their roads to them. You see, that's the thing about this corporate fascism, folks. It's not free market.
Right, and we were talking about this last night. The political system, our electoral system, is definitely getting shut down in a host of ways. I don't need to preach to your audience. They probably already understand this pretty well. So what are we going to do about that? Are we going to then not participate? Because you know what? We still have some openings. Not big ones, little ones. But you know what? Here in Austin, we took a little bit of opening, just a guy, Sal Costello, did. and a bunch of people started following him, and now there's a big, big wide opening, and everyone needs to rush right in. And we need to take this fight around the toll roads and remember the long-term war that we're having. And the war is this political system going to work for the people or against us?
Now, Linda, give people the Austin Toll Party website and twice, and give them the phone number twice if people want to come help you.
Yes, it's austintollparty.com. That's austintollparty.com. The number is 3712. I'm sorry, area code 512-371-9926.
And that number again?
371-9926. I hope to see everybody Monday night at the LBJ Auditorium at UT Campus starting at 6 o'clock. That's 25th and Red River. Lots of parking is available.
All right. I want to come back to a few more minutes with you guys and kind of recap things. But again, this is a national fight. And billions of dollars for the globalists are riding on this just in Austin alone. I'll probably move out of the city if they put these tolls in. I mean, it is going to be a hellish tracking grid of taxation and control. And it's coming to a town or city near you, even the rural areas. You better educate yourselves now, or the open road's dead.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Folks, you've probably seen the shows on Bonanza, the old westerns, where, quote, it's a bad town. They make you pay a toll to get through the pass, and the bad sheriff and the local, fat cat feed on the public and steal people's property. Those are all based on true stories. I'm kind of a history buff, especially on western history, in the last 150, 160, 70 years. And those were all real cases that then, got written about and turned into that turn into fictional accounts for television. And basically, that's what happens. That's what tyranny is. Government goes bad, corrupt people that want to feed off the public get into control, and they get arrogant, and they get out of control, and things get bad. And the toll roads are a nightmare, and it's just all part of this system. And, Jimmy and folks like him are just standing up to the corrupt sheriff, standing up to the corrupt, local viceroys, and saying no. So Jimmy Gardner and, of course, Linda Curtis, I want to commend both of you. And last night on the TV show, Jimmy, you challenged the mayor's aide. You said, hey, buddy, let's both take a lie detector test. You want to challenge him again?
Yeah, I'll put it out to you. Matt Curtis, or Mac Curtis, as you introduced yourself to me. If you want to take a lie detector and make it public, I'll be glad to do the same thing.
And don't have one of his buddies with a lie detector. You're going to put 20 names in a hat and pull one out.
Exactly.
Let's both have you sit there on video camera and do it.
Exactly. Let's not let them corrupt that process either.
Well, I think this is going to hurt them bad, but I mean, it's the whole process from the state to the federal and local level is just riddled with stuff, that mirrors this. And Jimmy, I want to thank you for coming on, and we'll have you guys back on for a plug on Monday if we're able to. Linda, final comments?
Just that this is a long part of a long-term effort. We all need to understand this is just one battle in the long-term war against the corruption of our very system itself. And the people need to get involved and take back the system, make it work for us. Those who make the rules rule. And the people need to rule, not the politicians.
And they know we haven't been paying attention, so they're going wild right now. Give them that website again.
AustinTollParty.com.
And the phone number, 512-371-9926.
Hope to see you all Monday night, 6 o'clock, at the LBJ Auditorium. Let's pack the hall with 1,000 people.
All right, take care.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. God bless you both. Jimmy's doing a lot sticking his neck out here, going public up against these people, and all of us need to stand with him and not let him get away with this. We're very close, so go get some of the petitions off the website. Go get them signed and show up Monday. And get them notarized there at the LBJ Presidential Library and Museum. Before I end this hour, if you believe in this broadcast, you believe in what we're doing, you want to support us, plus get great videos that are professionally produced and expose the New World Order, the police state, 9/11, the occult activities of the world leaders, get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, get The Masters of Terror, get 9/11, The Great Illusion, the 9/11 Painful Deceptions, the books, the videos. Go to InfoWars.com, peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart, read free chapters of the books, watch large segments of the films for free, decide if you want to order them, look at all the different specials. Take action now, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100 at Austin, Texas, 78704. Or call toll-free. You can call and ask about different titles and specials and order as well. 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Call now. 888-253-3139. And don't ever forget PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day, all my films, dozens of other films, my weekly TV report, the best audio interviews, text reports, books online, that's ebooks, 15 cents a day, monthly yearly subscriptions, PrisonPlanet.tv. If you miss the number to order hard copies, 888-253-3139. Second hour, a ton of news, a great guest, your calls, it's all coming up. So keep it locked in. We'll be right back.